नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य नित्यान्तप्रक्रियायां षट्त्रिंशः पाठः जून् मासस्य चतुर्दशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। सो वी रेज्यूम् आफ्टर् अ लाङ्ग् ब्रेक्। सो इट्स् बीन् मोर् देन् अ मन्थ् सिन्स् वी लर्न् न्यू, ऐ मीन् वी हेड् वन् क्लास् इन् बिट्वीन् बट् अदर्वैस्। सो वी विल् स्टार्ट् वित् अ क्विक् रिव्यू आफ् वाट् वी हेव् डन् सो फार्, so that it will help all of us to get back into the groove. So tiyanta prakriya adhiyamana asti tatra prakriyayam kechana amshaha asmabhi drishtaha anena kramena pathamaschet किं वदामः, अयमेव क्रमः सर्वत्र अनुसर्तव्यः इति तु नास्ति, केनापि शास्त्रग्रन्थेन अयं क्रमः न दीयते, तथापि अनेन क्रमेण पठनेन प्रक्रिया सुलभतया सिद्ध्यति इति मम अनुभवः। सो इट् विल् जस्ट् रिड्यूस् द पासिबिलिटि आफ् एरर्स् आर् मिस्सिङ्ग् औट् आफ् सम् आफ् द स्टेप्स् अट्लीस्ट्। सो तत्र आदौ धातुः मूलधातोः ज्ञानं तद्विषये दृष्टम्। इत्संज्ञा लोपः धातोः ये अनुबन्धाः वर्णाः तेषाम् अभिज्ञानं लोपश्च करणीयः। ततः प्राकृतिकानि कार्याणि यानि निर्निमित्तानि कार्याणि अन्यत् किमपि निमित्तं बहिर्भूतं निमित्तं नापेक्षन्ते तानि कार्याणि क्रियन्ते। ततः लकारः लकारस्य विधानं तत्तु प्रथमं भवति धातोः प्रायेण धातोः विधीयमानः प्रथमः प्रत्ययः लकार एव भवति। लकारे विहिते लुङ् लङ् लृङ् लकारेषु अडागमः अथवा आडागमः तत्रापि द्वेधा पक्षौ वर्तेते, कुत्र अडागमः करणीयः इति। लावस्थायाम् अट् इति एकः पक्षः, अन्ते अङ्गकार्य समये अडागमः क्रियते इति अपरः पक्षः। वयं तु लावस्थायाम् अट् इति सिद्धान्तमनुसृत्य कुर्मः। ततः लकारस्य स्थाने तिवादय आदेशाः तिप्तस्धि इति सूत्रेण प्रत्यये कृते तस्य प्रत्ययस्य तिंशित् सार्वधातुकम् इति सार्वधातुकसंज्ञायां विहितायां कर्त्रर्थे सार्वधातुके इति अनुवृत्तौ धातोः विकरणप्रत्ययाः विधीयन्ते। विकरणप्रत्ययाः अपि द्वेधा लकारनिमित्तानि गणनिमित्तानि। अस्माभिः अधुना सार्वधातुकलकाराः अधीयन्ते, तत्र गणनिमित्ताः विकरणप्रत्ययाः विधीयन्ते। ततः विकरणनिमित्तम् अङ्गकार्यम्, विकरणप्रत्ययं निमित्तीकृत्य यदङ्गं नाम धातुः अस्ति तत्र यत् कार्यं क्रियते, गुणः वृद्धिः इत्यादयः तानि कार्याणि। ततः प्रत्ययनिर्माणम्, इदानीं धातुः विकरणः एतयोः योजनेन अङ्गं सिद्ध्यति, तिङ्प्रत्ययस्य अङ्गम्। तदङ्गम् अवलम्ब्य प्रत्ययस्य व्यत्ययः भवति। सो प्रत्ययस् आर् जनरेटेड् एण्ड् द जनरेशन् इन् मेनि केसेस् डिपेण्ड्स् आन् द अङ्ग, द अङ्ग विच् इस् द धातु प्लस् द विकरण। प्रत्यये सिद्धे प्रत्ययनिमित्तम् अङ्गकार्यं नाम तिङ्प्रत्ययनिमित्तम् अङ्गकार्यं ततः क्रियते। अङ्गकार्ये सम्पन्ने सन्धिकार्यं ततः त्रिपादीकार्याणि. सो देर् आर् मेनि कार्यस् विच् फाल् इन् द त्रिपादी विच् आर् बेटर् डन् अट् द एण्ड्. देर् इस् नो रूल् विच् सेस् दट् अ त्रिपादीकार्य हेस् टु बी डन् अट् द एण्ड्. किन्तु पूर्वत्र सिद्धम् इत्यधिकारेण त्रिपाद्यां कृतं कार्यम् असिद्धं भवति. तेन कारणेन तदवलम्ब्य अन्यानि कार्याणि न कर्तव्यानि. सो इवन् इफ् वि अप्लै अ त्रिपादी सूत्र अर्लियर् वि शुड् नाट् डू एनी अदर् कार्य डिपेण्डिङ्ग् आन् इट्. सो जस्ट् कीप् इट् औट् आफ् द वे एण्ड् डू इट् अट् द एण्ड् इस् अ सेफ् वे. बट् वेर् एवर् यु डू इट् इट्स् जस्ट् यु टु बि अवेर् आफ् द फाक्ट् दट् यु केनाट् आपरेट् फर्दर् आन् इट्. So this we saw through all these steps for dhatus belonging to four ganas. Saidanim kinchidiva punaravartanam kurmaha. Mula dhatuhu. So dhatuhu ज्ञानं धातुपाठात् एव भवति. वि नो दट् इट् इस् ओन्ली थ्रू अ धातुपाठ दट् वि गेट् द नालेज् आफ् अ धातु. सो यद्यपि प्रयोगे धातोः ज्ञानं यथा वन्दते इत्यस्ति वन्द् इति धातुः अथवा पचति इत्यस्ति चेत् पत् धातुः इति साधारणतया ज्ञानं भवितुमर्हति. तथापि धातुपाठमाश्रित्य सानुबन्धः सार्थः धातुः अवगन्तव्यः. So with all the anubandhas intact and with the meaning of the dhatu. So the meaning is not exact, right? So upalakshana matram, it's only the indicator of the meaning in which it is commonly used. So the meanings normally vary a lot, but still it is useful to know what is the meaning given in the dhatu partha. The anubandhas, on the other hand, are very important. They convey a lot of information about the dhatu, okay? So including the pada, whether it's parasmaipadi or atmanepadi, is it anit or set, and there are quite a few other things which can be derived knowing the anubandha letters. You are not able to hear me correctly, right? Sorry, Chandranji. Somebody says they cannot hear. So, okay.
We can hear, Swami.
Okay. Fine. So, that's
the thing. Sound is very good on my end here.
Okay, fine. So, we know the dhatu, and there is also other information which is available from the dhatu patha, like the gana of the dhatu. So, it is impossible to know the gana without the dhatu patha. Dhatu patham vina ganasya nirdharahatu na shakyata eva. There is absolutely no other way we know which gana a dhatu belongs to. So, the pada, parasmai pada, atmane pada, ubhaya pada, so that can be known through the swara of the dhatu, but even otherwise the information is usually found in the dhatu patha, and also the information whether it is set or anit or vet. So again, this can be guessed from the swara, but can be more accurately had from the dhatu patha. So yatha dupachash pake iti dhatu hu, tatra ayam bhadiganiyaha dhatu hu, ubhayapadi anit ityete amshaha dhatu pathat nirniyante. So for any dhatu, it is important to look it up. So I hope you all have the version of the dhatu patha which we have been using. So this is in the available for download from the site. So you can see for any dhatu, you will have the say 2 o shvi. So 2 is it, o is with it, and the dhatu is just shvi. Arthaha gativriddhyoho, ganaha padam set athava anit. So this also has the information on the number of the dhatu in the Kaumudi Krama, or the usual dhatu patha krama. If required, you can look it up in the Kaumudi. So it also has the numbers, which is given by Dr. Pushpa Dikshit, which helps us in simplifying the prakriya to an extent. So to understand the categorization which she does. So the dhatu vibhaga, she divides the dhatus into different groups based on certain properties, like say ikaranta. All these dhatus are ikarantas, which means that they undergo similar prakriya. Okay. So the dhatu vibhaga is given here. Sometimes a dhatu might belong to more than one group. So there are two columns, and then the antargana. So antarganas are subclasses within the dhatuganas. They are used for specific karyas. Usually, I mean, some sutra will take up the antargana. So antarganas are also mentioned here. Okay. So that is about the dhatu and the dhatu patha. Tataha itsamya lopaha. Itsamya prakaranam asmabhihi adhitam. Ashtadhyayam prathamadhyaye tritiya pade. Dvitiya sutra adarabhya navama sutra paryantam. Itsamya prakaranam iti uchyate. Idam tu laghu prakaranam. Kintu itsamya vidhanartham. Etadatiritya ashtadhyayam kimapi nasti. There is nothing else outside this related to itsamya lopa. So, very important to know all of these. Atra kanichana sutrani dhatushu upayujyante kanichana pratyayeshu. Upadeshe ach anunasikaha it. Upadeshe anunasikaha ach itsamyaha. So for any particle, any kind, dhatu, pratyaya, agama, adesha, sarvatra, yadi anunasikaha ajvaranaha asti, tarhi saha itsamyakaha bhavati. Halantyam iti sutrena antyam hal sarvatra ante vidyamanaha halvarnaha ade itsamyakaha bhavati. So the ending consonant is usually it. So there are a few exceptions to those. So there are a few cases where a hal might not be it, but most of the times antyam hal itsamyakaha bhavati. Na vibhaktau tusmaha halantyam ityasya apavadaha. Vibhaktau sup ting ityetesham pratyayanam vibhakti samya vibhaktischa iti sutrena vibhakti pratyayeshu tavarga sakara makaraha itsamyam na prapnuvanti. So in a vibhakti pratyaya, a tavarga or sakara or makara will not be itsamya. So anyatra sarvatya antre vidyamanasya halaha itsamya bhavati. Adir nyetudavaha. Adau vidyamananam ni tu du iti samudayanam itsamya bhavati. So this is specifically applicable to dhatus. Kachid dhatus yatha du pachash. Ityatra du iti samudayaha adau shruyate. Tu oshvi ityatra tu iti samudayaha adau shruyate. Nyimida ityadishu ni iti samudayaha shruyate. Etasya samudayasya militva itsamya vidhiyate anena sutrena. So for a dhatu, there are three sutras which can give itsamya. Upadeshe yajananasikaita halantyam adirnyetudavaha. Tataha pratyayasya itsamya vidhayakani trini sutrani shaha pratyayasya. Pratyayasya adau vidyamanasya shakarasya itsamya bhavati. Chu tu pratyayasya adau vidyamanayohu chavarga tavargayohu itsamya bhavati. La sha ku atadhipe lakara shakara kavarga aksharanam pratyayasya adau vidyamananam itsamya. So these three are specific to pratyayas, to the beginning of pratyayas. Tatra etesham varnanam itsamya bhavati tasya lopaha. Yatra yatra itsamya vidhiyate tatra itsamya kasya varanasya lopaha. So the deletion of itsamya or anubandha letters is the first operation that we perform on anything. So whether it's a dhatu or a pratyaya or an adesha or agama, everywhere, as soon as we get that particle in, the first thing to do is to remove the anubandha letters. It's only then that we can proceed for the other karyas. So, atra kashchana prashnaha, adarni todavaha ityatra, samudayasya itsamya iti uktam, tasya kim prayojanam? I mean, what's the special thing of saying that it's a samudayasya itsamya? So, when I say ni is it, it means that it is itsamya for the both letters, nyakara and ikara. There are two letters. So, both together, they are called it, and that particle is designated as Nyit. Nyi is it. Similarly, tu, it, twit or dvit. So, they take part in karyas which specifically mention that it, say, dvitahak trihi. So, if it is dvit, there is a specific karya and so on. You cannot say that the two letters are independently it. Say, for example, there is nyi, there is nyakara as it and ikara as it. But you cannot treat it as idit. Yadyapi hraswaha ikaraha asti, tasya itsamya asti, tathapi ayam dhatuhu idit na bhavati. Because the ikara independently does not have an itsamya. It is for the samudaya ni, together it. So it can take part in karyas which specify niit, that is ni being it. But it cannot take part in any karya which is individually for it. If ikara is it, there are some karyas. Or if nyakara is it, there might be some other karyas. Say, svarita nyitaha kartrabhipraye kriyaphale. If nyakara is it, the dhatu will be ubhayapadi. Kintu, nyi iti yasya samudayasya yatra itsamya. Tatra, kevala nyakarasya anubandha nimittakani karyani api na bhavanti. Kevalasya ikarasya anubandhatva nimittakani karyani api na bhavanti. So, neither of them is independently it. It is only the samudaya. So, you cannot apply karyas meant for nyit nor for idit. Any other questions? So, itsamya lopaha is the first operation for on any particle. So, the next step is the prakritikani karyani. Yani karyani bahirbhutam kimapi nimittam na apekshante. Tadrishani karyani atra vishyante. Tatra chatvari karyani samanyataha sarvesham dhatunam bhavanti. So, applicable to all dhatus, irrespective of which gana, which lakara, or anything else, applicable to all dhatus. Dhatvadeshasaha. Dhatoho adau vidyamanasya shakarasya sakaradeshaha. So, everywhere, if there is a shakara at the beginning of a dhatu, it is converted to sakara. Yatha shidh. Shidhu iti dhatuhu, ukarase itsamyayam, shidh iti bhavati, tatra dhatvadeshasaha iti shakarasya satve, sidh, sidhyati ityanini rupani. Evam shu iti dhatuhu, tatra sakaradeshe su iti bhavati, suvati ityanini rupani. So this karya is applicable everywhere. Kimartham idam kriyate, why should we have a dhatu beginning with sh and then convert it to sa? Why not directly give it as sakara? Anyway, it happens everywhere. So, kimartham sakara seva upadeshaha na kriyate? Kimartham shakara diyate? Anybody?
We have the adeshi pratyayoga.
Huh.
So that it will become shakara back. Yeah.
Yeah, so there are cases like, say, Sishedha in Litlakara. You do Dvitva, there are Siddha, Siddha. So there is other Prakriya. Finally, you have Si, Se, Dh. Now you require a Shatva for that Sakara. So that will happen only if the Dhatu was originally Shakara. So Adesha Pratyayohu, there is a Shatva Prakarana. So Shatva usually applies only if the Sakara is derived from a Pratyaya, Pratyayavayavaha, Athava Adeshaha, or if the Sakara is an Adesha. So if the Dhatu originally has a Sakara, it will not qualify for Shatva. If it was derived from Shakara, it will qualify for Shatva sometime later. So that is the reason why we have this. So Dvitiyam Sutram Asti No Naha. So Dhatva Dehe Nakarasya Nakaraha. A very similar karya. So Nakara at the beginning of any Dhatu is converted to Nakara. Nakarasya Nakaradeshaha Bhavati. Itha Ni Prapane Iti Dhatuhu. Nyakarasya Itsamyayam Ni Iti Shishyate. Tatra Natve Ni Dhatuhu, nayati nayataha nayanti. Evam nama dhatuhu, nama iti bhavati. Sarvatra nomanaha ityanena natvam vidhiyate. Atrapi samanasthitihi. Yatra dhatuhu adau nakaraha asit tasya nakaradeshaha tasya punaha natve. So there are specific karyas for nopadeshas, which originally had a nakara. So they take part in some karyas. Those which originally have a nakara cannot take part in those. Idito num dhatohu iti tritiyam karyam. Iditaha dhatohu yasmin dhatau hraswaha ikaraha itsamyakaha. Tasya dhatohu num nakaraha agamaha bhavati. So any dhatu which has a short e as itsamya will immediately get nakara as the agama. Mitvata antyadatah paraha num agamaha. Yatha imi preenane iti dhatuhu. Tatra ikarasya upadeshe adananasika iti itsamya. Iv iti bhavati. Ikarasya lope. Tataha idito num dhatuhu iti num agamaha. Dhatuhu inv iti dhatuhu. Right. So numagama applies to all dhatus which are idit. Numagame krute sutra dvayasya pravrittihi bhavitum arhati. Nashcha padantasya jhali. Yadi paravarnaha jhal tarhi tasya nakarasya anusvaradeshaha bhavati. Yatha brihi iti dhatuhu ikarasya itsamyayam brihu. Numagame br n h hakaraha jhalvarnaha ataha nashtapadantasya jhali ityanena anusvare brumh iti dhatuh. Inv ityatra anusvaraha na bhavati because vakara is not jhal. Hakarasto jhalvarnaha ataha anusvaraha. Punashcha saha paravarnaha yadi yai varnaha. Anuswarasya yayi parasavarnaha. Yadi yayi varnaha, tarhi parasavarnadeshaha. Kapi iti dhatuhu. Kanpu anuswaare kampu. Tatra pakaraha yayi varnaha. Ataha tasmin pare anuswarasya savarnaha anunasika varnaha adeshaha. Kampu iti dhatuhu. Kampate kampete kampante. So these two karyas which usually apply after we do numagama. So tritiyam idito num dhatoho. Chaturtham karyam upadhayam cha. Yatra dhatohu upadhayam repaha vakarova asti. Alontyat purva upadha. Upadha nama antyadalah purvaha varnaha. The letter which precedes the last letter is upadha. So where a dhatu has repa or vakara as the upadha. Tatah purvasya ikaha. So an ik letter which precedes that repha will be elongated. Tasya dirghaha bhavati. Yatha kurd etyasti. Dakaraha antima varnaha. ततः पूर्वः रेफः, रेफात् पूर्वस्य उकारस्य दीर्घः कूर्द् एवं मूर्च् इत्यादि भवति. So these four are the prakritika karyas which apply across all ganas for all dhatus. Into tattad gane vishishya kanichana karyani bhavitum arhanti. So eshaha visheshaha. So you should remember every step that we see, say a prakritika karya, there is the normal ones and the special ones. So special ones have to be studied in that gana. Normal ones are the general ones. So, the special karyas for any dhatu are which belong to the sanadis. Dhatavaha dvividhaha, aupadeshikaha atideshikaha. Aupadeshikaha dhatu bhathe dashasu ganeshu ye patitaha te aupadeshikaha dhatavaha. Kintu anye dhatavaha santi ye atideshikaha. So, there are the derived dhatus. Dhatus which are derived by adding specific pratyayas to either dhatus or namapadas. Okay? So they are the sanadyanta dhatavaha. Sanadayaha iti dvadasha pratyayaha santi. Teshu pratyayeshu kriteshu punaha sanadyanta dhatavaha ityanena dhatu samya bhavati. So those pratyayas, the sanadis, are added to specific dhatus. Okay? Yatha bhvadigane gup tij kidbhyaha san iti sutrena trayanam dhatunam san pratyaya vidhiyate. So the san pratyaya is added. There is no other nimitta. It does not expect any other nimitta. So it is a prakritika karya done at the beginning. So we do it at the stage of the prakritika karya. San iti pratyaya vishishte arthe. Yatha gupehe nindayam. So jugupsa iti sanikrite sannantaha jugupsa iti shabdaha. Tasya sanadyanta dhatavaha iti dhatu samya. So this jugupsa is now adhatu and it takes part in the further operations. Similarly, tij iti dhatoho sanikrate titiksha iti bhavati. Titiksha iti idani dhatuhu. Kit ityasya chikitsa. Gupehe nindayam. So jugupsa is something which is condemnable. Tijehe kshantau. So titiksha is to tolerate. Kite hai vyadhi pratikare. So chikitsa is to treat a disease. So vishishteshu artheshu gup tij kit iti trayanam dhatunam san pratyaha vidhiyate. So yeah, there's a question here that this requires going through the entire process just to arrive at the dhatu. Yeah, it's not this process, that is we do not add the lakara and all. But yeah, the dhatu undergoes a modification and becomes a different dhatu. So it's only to that secondary dhatu that we can add the further lakara and other things. You cannot add it to directly to the dhatu. So tataha man vadha dan shanbhyaha dirghascha abhyasasya. It is utrena chaturnam dhatunam. There are four more dhatus which get san. So again in a specific meaning, abhyasasya dirghascha, and the abhyasa that is after san, adding san itself is a prakriya. Okay. So there are several things which are associated with san which we are not studying now. Okay. Later when we enter into sannantas, we will see how the dhatu gets modified. So there is a dirgha there. So man dhatoho mimamsa bibhatsa didamsa shishamsa iti chatvaraha dhatavaha. Ahatya bhadigane sapta dhatu nam san pratyaha vidhiyate sannantasya dhatu samya. Okay. So then gupu dhupa vichhi pani panibhya ayaha. Gupu dhupa pan pan iti chaturnam dhatu nam aya iti pratyaha vidhiyate. So this is again pratyaya belonging to the sanadis. So tasmin krate gopaya, dhupaya, panaya, panaya iti dhatavaha. So these get dhatasamya by sanadyanta dhatavaha. Panadhatoho vyavaharaarthe kshamatam stutyarthe aya pratyaha vidhiyate. Anyasmin arthe aya pratyaha na bhavati. So it has two forms. For the others, aya is compulsory. Okay. Ritehe iyang. Rit is a dhatu. It is a sautra dhatu. It is not found in the dhatu patha. So it is found only in this sutra. So tasya iyang iti pratyaha. Ritiya iti dhatuhu. Kamehe ning. Kamu kantau iti dhatuhu. Tasmat ning iti pratyaha kriyate kamaya iti dhatuhu. So it is at this stage during the prakritika karya that if a dhatu qualifies. So there are 7 dhatus which get sun, 4 which get aya, 1 each for iyang and ning in the bhadigana. So these are special dhatus of the bhadigana. So etesham dhatu nam ayam pratyaha kriyate. Pratyaye krate sanadyanta dhatavaha ityanena asya shabda swarupasya dhatu samya vidhiyate. Okay. So we do not have any such dhatus in the divadigana. Tudadigane vichhi gupodhupa vichhi pani panibhyaha tatra vichha dhatuhu taudadikaha ataha vichhaya iti bhavati. Churadigane Churadigane, sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha, churadibhyo nich ityanena, nich iti pratyaha kriyate. Okay. So nich, adding nich is actually a pratikritika karya because it happens before the addition of lakara. Lakara purvameva, churadigane yadi dhatuhu asti, tarhi sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha, nich pratyaha kriyate. Okay. So those are So, in Churadi, all of them have nich added. So, anyatra vishishtebhyaha kebhyaschid dhatubhyaha pratyaha yojyante. So, yes, there is a error here. So, the dhatu here is not kamaya, it is kami. Because aya iti tu shapi krate gune ayadeshe kamaya atra dhatustu kami ityeva. Okay. So, the dhatu kamu becomes kami on adding. Okay. So these are the specific prakritika karyas which happen. So once we have this, so either the upadeshika dhatu or the atideshika dhatu, tataha lakaraha. So the next step is to add a particular lakara. So there is a question here. It says the gupadhatu is covered by two rules. When to apply which? Say guptishkirbhyaha ityatra san asti, atratu aya asti. There are two different dhatus. It is not the same dhatu. If you look at the dhatu patha, Gupa gopane iti dhatu hasti. Asya guptishkidhya san ityanena san bhavati nindarthe. Gupu rakshane iti yaha dhatu ho. Tasmat swarthe aya pratyaha. So the aya pratyaya does not change the meaning of the dhatu. So swarthe gupu ityasma, because the sutra specifically says gupu dhupa vichhi. Adaha gupu iti dhatoho, gupu rakshane ityasma dhatoho, aya pratyaha bhavati, gopaya iti rupam. Gupa gopane iti yaha dhatoho, tasmat vishishya nindarthe san pratyaha vidhiyate, tada jugupsa iti dhatuhu bhavati. Okay, so there are two different dhatus. Any other questions? Tataha Lakaraha. So one of the Lakaras is chosen based on the Vivaksha. Vartamane Lat iti Sutrena Lat Lakaraha Vithiyate Vartamanarthe Dhatoho Lat Lakaraha. So Lat Lakara conveys the sense of Vartamana. Prarabdha Aparisamaptatvam Vartamanatvam. That which has started and not yet ended is the present. So in the present tense we have Lat Lakara. Lung Bhute Ityadhikare Lung Lakaraha. Bhutarthe. So that which has already happened. So in simple past we have Lung Lakara. Bhute Anadyatane Lung. Anadyatana Bhuta. So Bhutakala which does not belong to today. So yesterday or beyond we have Lung Lakara. Parokshe Anadyatane Bhute Lit. So Anadyatana Bhuta, which is also Paroksha, which was beyond the senses of the speaker. So Parokshatvam Yatra Asti Tatra Lit Lakaraha. Iti Trayaha Lakaraha Bhutakale. Bhavishyadadhikare Lit Shesheta. Samanya Bhavishyati Lit Lakaraha. Anadyatane Lut. Anadyatane Bhavishyati Lut. So Bhavishyat, which is beyond tomorrow. Tomorrow or beyond, we have Lut Lakara. So these six are usually called the Kalavachaka Lakara. Those which indicate the tense or time. Okay. So predominantly, they indicate the time and not anything else. So we have the six lakaras. Present tense has only lat. So for the past, for simple past, we have lung. For anadyatana bhuta, it is lung. For paroksha anadyatana bhuta, it is lit. Samanya bhavishyat is lrut. Anadyatana bhavishyat is lut. So the rest are called bhava vachaka. So in addition to a time, I mean, time is always inbuilt to a kriya. There cannot be a kriya which is stripped of time, but they do not predominantly convey the sense of time, but a specific mood or emotion. So tatra ling nimitte ring kriyati pattau bhute cha. Bhute bhavishyati ring lakaraha. So in both bhutakala and bhavishyatkala we have the ring lakara. Ling nimitte. So the ling nimitta here is the hetu, hetu madbhava, where we show cause and effect. Kriyati pattav, and where the kriya does not happen or is not likely to happen. Surashtishche abhavishyat, subhiksham abhavishyat is the standard example. If there are good rains, there will be a good crop. So bhavishyat kale. But when you use this sentence, you intend to say that the chances of good rains are very remote and therefore crops will not be well this season. Okay. So, if it is the past, it means that there were no good rains and therefore there was no good crop. So, either in the past or the future, we have Ring Lakara with two conditions. One is the Hetu Hetu Madbhava and the second is Kriyati Patti, Kriyayaha Anishpatti. Vidhi Nimantrana Mantrana Adhishta Samprashna Prarthaneshu Ling. Ling Lakaraha Vidhyadishu Artheshu. Vidhi Nimantrana Amantrana Adhishta Samprashna Prarthana. So ranging from a pure order to a request. So there are intermittent stages. In all these it is Ling. So Pravartanayam Ling. So when we try to get somebody else to act, either by ordering or requesting or anything, it is used Ling Lakara. Okay, this is what we commonly call as Vidhi Ling, because of the sutra starts with Vidhi. Vidhi Ling Lakara. Huh? Lot Cha. In the same senses as Vidhi Ling, we have the Lot Lakara. So, usually translated as order or request, we have both Vidhi Ling and Lot. Ashishi Ling Lotau. Also, Ling and Lot Lakara convey the sense of Ashi, a desire for something which is not there. Okay. So Ashir Arthe, Ichhar Arthe Api, लिङ्लकारस्य लोट्लकारस्य च विधानं भवति. तत्र आशीरर्थे विहितस्य लिङ्लकारस्य आशीर्लिङ् इत्येव नाम. सो द लिङ्ग् विच् इस् इन् द सेन्स् आफ् आशीः इस् काल्ड् आशीर्लिङ्. फार् लोट् देर् इस् नो सच् डिस्टिङ्क्षन्. ऐ मीन् एनि आफ् द सेन्सस् इट् इस् जस्ट् काल्ड् लोट्. लिङ्गर्थे लेट् इति अन्तिमः लकारः, लेट् लकारः छन्दसि ओन्ली इन् द वेदास् लिङ्गर्थे. In all the different senses of ling lakara, we have the late lakara. So these are the different lakaras. Remember that these are not the only sutras for these lakaras. Okay? So there are many sutras which are concerned with the artha of the lakaras. Say there is modification. Sometimes bhutakala arthe lat bhavati, bhavishyati lat lakaraha kadachit vidhiyate. So there are a lot of things which are associated with the lakaras. These are just the normal cases of usage of these lakaras. There are many, many, many special usages of lakaras. You'll see sometime else maybe. So the Kaumudi has a prakarana called the Lakarartha Prakaranam, which deals in detail about the variations of meanings of the lakara. So lat lakara need not always convey the sense of present. So it can also convey the sense of the future. So, agachami means I will come in the future. So, I mean, there are a lot of such cases. These are the normal usage of the lakaras. We use these sutras. Okay. So, I have two questions here. First, about lung. How do we get the sense of not happening? So that's this way. Kriyatipatti. Kriyayaha atipattihi anishpattihi. So this lakara can be used only if that sense of not happening is there. Otherwise, you will just have to use ling lakara. If you say suvrishtishchet bhavet, subhiksham bhavet. If there is good rain, there will be a good crop. If it is just the sense of cause and effect, we will use ling. We will not use ring. We use ling only when we imply that the cause is not present and therefore the effect will not take place. So, ling happens only when kriya atipatti. Atipatti kriyayaha anishpatti. So, it is atipatti means not happening or the non-existence of the kriya. Okay. So there was one more question. In Rit Shesheta, so the cha is to include Anadyatane also. If so, why does Panini puts this ahead of the Lut Sutra? It is not to include the Anadyatana. So there are other things which are coming from the previous sutras. There is the Tumun. There is Samana Kartraka and other things. So it covers all such cases. Whether it is the same Kartra, different. I mean, there are other things which are given in the Bhavishyat Kala. So the Chakara includes those, not to include Anadyatana. Okay. So if you look at the sutras, just a moment. So it's 3.3.13. So as you can see here, Rit Shesheta, the Bhavishyat starts from here. Bhavishyati Gamyadayaha. So there are a lot of things. Tumunnulau kriyayam kriyarthayam. So one action is meant for the other action. We have tumun and nul. So not just in this sense, sheshecha, even in other senses. So this and also sheshe in other senses, we have rit in the Bhavishyat Kala. So Rit encompasses everything which was given under this Bhavishyati, whatever the different senses there. So that and everything else. So it is the Samanya Bhavishyat. Any other questions? So once we have the lakaras, lung, 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 shu, in case of these three lakaras, lung, lung or lung, so as soon as we have the lakara, at udataha, we do an at as the agama to the anga. Angasya at iti agamaha bhavati. Sacha tit, titvata, adyantau, takitau, ittenena, angasya adau. So at the beginning of the anga, we have the at agama. So pathu l. A pathu l. At ajadinam. Yadi dhatuhu ajadihi, tarhi atam vadhitva. At agamaha vidhiyate. So yadi haladihi dhatuhu tarhi adagamaha, yadi ajadihi tarhi adagamaha. So iksh dhatuhu a iksh l. So as soon as we do an at, atascha ityanena vriddhihi, ataha achipare vriddhihi. Wherever we have adagama, it is immediately followed by avriddhi. Yatha a iksh ityatra aiksh. So in the absence of this sutra, there should have been ad gunaha, guna between akara and ikara, but atascha overrules all other things. If there is at, immediately there is vriddhi. Ataha aiksh iti angam. So adagama or adagama happens only in the three lakaras, lung, lung and lung. So the next step is lasya tibadayaha. So the lakara is always replaced by one of these pratyayas. Tittasji, sittastha, mipvasmas, ta atamcha, tha sathamdvam, it vahi mahing. Iti ashtadasha pratyayaha, ting iti pratyaharena sangrihitaha. So always a lakara is replaced by a ting pratyaya. Which of these depends on many things. So as we know, these pratyayas, laha parasmai padam, ladeshanam parasmai padasamya vidhiyate, tatra tanganau atmane padam, tang, ta ityarabhya ngakara paryantam atmane padasamya. So these nine, tatam cha thasa tham tvam idvahi mahim are called the atmane pada pratyayas. Siptasji, siptastha, mibvasmas are called the parasmaipada pratyayas. Tatra punaha, tingastrini trini, prathama madhyama uttamaha. Siptasji iti prathama purushaha, siptastha iti madhyama purushaha, mibvasmas iti uttama purushaha. Ta atamcha iti prathama purushaha, tha sathamdvam iti madhyamaha, itvahimahing iti uttamaha. Punaha sarvatra tan yekavachana dvivachana bahuvachana nyekashaha. So each of these, so this is ekavachana dvivachana bahuvachana. So each pratyaya carries a unique identity. So tip is parasmaipada prathama purusha ekavachana pratyaya. So if you take vas, parasmaipada uttama purusha dvivachana pratyaya. Dvam, atmanepada madhyama purusha bahuvachana pratyaya. So once you apply these three categories, there is only one pratyaya. Each pratyaya is unique. So depending sometimes on the vivaksha, sometimes on the dhatu, we apply the pratyaya. So we know where to apply the parasmaipada, atmanepada. The general rules are anudatta nita atmanepadam yatra dhatau anudatta swaraha itsamyakaha ngakarova itsamyakaha tasmadhato atmanepada pratyayaha. Bhava karmanoho bhave karmani sarvebhyaha dhatubhyaha atmanepada pratyayaha. Swarita nyitaha kartrabhipraye kriyaphale yadidhatuhu swaritet athava njit tarhi Katrabhipraye kriya phale atmane padam. If the kriya is meant for oneself, then it is atmane pada, otherwise it is parasmay pada. Ataha yete dhatavaha ubhaya padinaha svaritetaha nyitascha. Nichascha. So nijanta dhatavaha api prayena ubhaya padinaha. Sheshat kartari parasmay padam. Anyebhyaha dhatubhyaha kartrarthe parasmay pada pratyaha. So these five are the rules to be remembered as the general rules for the padavyavastha. Samanyataha evam. So arthavisheshe upasarga yogeva padavyavastha bhidyate. So it will change based on an upasarga or based on specific meanings. But generally these are the rules for the pada. Yushmadyapapade samanadhikarane sthaninyapi madhyamaha. So if there is yushmat, tvam yuvam yuyam, samanadhikarana vidatinganda, we use madhyama purusha. Asmadi uttamaha. If it is asmad, then we use uttama purusha. Sheshe prathamaha. For the rest, we have prathama purusha. Ekavachana, dvivachana, bahuvachana, we all know. Depending on the number of the karta or karma, we have those. So, depending on all these things, depending on the dhatu, depending on the vivaksha, we use one, we replace lakara with one of these pratyayas. Right? Tataha, vikaranaha. So then we add the vikarana. So kartrarthe sarvadhatu. As I said, there are two kinds of vikaranas. Lakara nimittani vikaranani sandhi. Syatasi drulutoho. Lrit lrung lakarayoho sya vikaranaha. Lut lakarasya tas vikaranaha. Chili lungi. Lung lakare chili vikaranaha. So they apply to all dhatus of all ganas in specific lakaras. Kintu sarvadhatuka lakareshu. Lut, lot, lung, vidhining. Ete lakaraha sarvadhatukaha. Sarvadhatuka late. So there is also a variety of late which is sarvadhatuka. So in the sarvadhatuka lakaras, we know what is sarvadhatuka. Ting, shit, sarvadhatukam, ardhadhatukam, sheshaha. So all ting pratyayas are sarvadhatukas. Shit, a pratyaya which is shit is also sarvadhatuka. The rest are ardhadhatukas. Yatra yatra lakare vikaranaha vidhiyate yatha sya, tas, lung. These are all ardhadhatuka pratyayas. Therefore, those lakaras are called ardhadhatuka lakaras. Lit lakarasya, lit cha iti sutrena, lakarasya iva ardhadhatuka samya vidhiyate. Linga shishi ityanena, ashir ling lakarasya api sakshat ardhadhatuka samya vidhiyate. So there are six lakaras which are ardhadhatukas. Whatever remains is sarvadhatuka. Because of ting shit sarvadhatukam. Tatra ting pratyayanam sarvadhatuka samya asti. Kartrarthe sarvadhatuke. So when followed by these sarvadhatuka pratyayas, in kartari prayoga only, we have the gana based vikaranas. Tatraiva ganashaha vikaranaanam. Always a vikarana can be applied only after applying the tiptasthi. We cannot apply vikaranas without applying the tiptasji. Okay. So once we do tiptasji, next we add the vikarana. Bhavadigane kartari shap iti shap vikaranaha. Divadibhyaha shiyan. Tudadibhyashaha. Churadigane api kartari shap. Once we add nich, the general or default vikarana is kartari shap. Vadi churadyoho shap, divadibhyashyan, tudadibhyashaha. Shap is a pit sarvadhatuka ajadi. Shap is sarvadhatuka because it is shit. It is ajadi. Once you remove shakara, shakara goes by lashakvatadhyate, pakara goes by halantyam. So only akara remains. So it is an ajadi pit sarvadhatuka. Very important to characterize the vikarana pratyaya. Shyan is haladi. Shakarasya nakarasya chalope, ya iti shishyate. I am haladihi apit. It is not a pit pratyaya and it is sarvadhatuka because it is shit. So haladi apit sarvadhatukaha shyan pratyaya. Tadaribhya shaha. Shaha ityatra a iti shishyate. I am api sarvadhatukaha ajadihi apit. So the difference between shap and sha is in this pakara. Okay? So shap is pit, sha is apit. Atrapi shap. Okay? So these are the normal vikaranas for the ganas. Samanyataya ganasya ayam vikaranaha, kintu kvachit visheshya vikaranaha bhavati. So there are special things with the vikarana. Yatha bhadi gane. Bhrasha, Bhlasha, Bhramu, Kramu, Lasha. So, Panchadhatubhyaha, Vikalpena, Shyan Bhavati. So, these five, they belong to the Bhadigana, but they have an optional Shyan. In the absence of Shyan, there is Shap. Ataha, Rupadvayam Bhavati. Bhrashyate, Bhrashate. Bhlashyate, Bhlashate. Bhramyati, Bhramati. Kramyati, Kramati, Lashyati, Lashati, Iti Rupa Dvayam, Shyani Ekam Rupam, Shapi Ekam Rupam. Shruvaha, Shru, Cha, Shru, Shravane, Iti Dhatohu, Nityam, Shnu Vikaranaha. So the Shnu is a compulsory Vikarana, even though this Dhatu is put in the Bhadigana, Tasya Nityam, Shnu Vikaranaha, Bhavati, Dhatohu, Shru, Adeshaha. Always remember, the dhatu has shru, shakara, repha, ukaraha. But in the sarvadhatuka lakaras, you hear the shru, which is shakara and rikara. Shrunoti, ashrunot, shrunotu, shrunuyat. Sarvatra, shru, ityatra, shakaraha, rikarashcha. In the other cases, in the ardhadhatuka lakaras, shroshyati, shrota, shruyate. So everywhere you hear the shakara, repha and the ukara. Shruvashrucha ittenena, shnu vikaranaha, dhatohu, shru adeshascha vidhiyate. Akshonyatarasyam, akshadhatohu, vikalpena, anyatarasyam, vikalpena, shnu vikaranaha, Tadabhave shap, akshnoti, akshati, iti rupadvayam. Tanukarane takshaha, takshadhatorapi, tanukarane arthe. So when it is used in a sense of peeling off or slicing, tasmin arthe, vikalpena shnu vikaranaha, tadabhave shap, takshnoti, takshati. Dhinvi krinvyoho, acha, dhivi krivi iti dhatu. Tatra idito num dhatoho iti numagame dhinv krinv iti. Tayor dhatoho ukaraha vikaranaha. U is the vikarana of the eighth gana. So saha vikaranaha vidhiyate. Akarashcha antadeshaha. So the dhinv krinv. The dhatu gets akara. The vakara is replaced by akara. So you get the anga as dhinu krinu. So, these dhatus in the Bhadigana have something special in the Vikarana. For Shru, Dhivu and Krivu, it's a compulsory Vikarana change. Shru dhatoho nityam shnuhu, dhinvikrinmyoho nityam uhu. Anyesham vikalpena anyaha vikaranaha vidhiyate. So, very important to know if there is a possibility of a different Vikarana. Okay. Divadigane Bhramu Klamu Trasi iti Trayanam Dhatunam Vikalpena Shyan. So Shyanaha Bhave Shap. Yasaha Anupasargat. Yasadhatoho Yada Anupasargaha. Upasargaha Nasti Tada Shyan Vikalpena Bhavati. So this also has two forms. Yasyati and Yasati. Sanyasascha. Also when it is preceded by the upasarga, sam, shyan athava shap, iti vikaranadvayam. So other than these four dhatus, bhramo, klamo, trasi, yasi, iti dhatu chatushtayam vihaya, anyebhyaha, nityam, shyan, vikaranaha. Tudadigane, trut, iti ekayeva dhatuhu, tasya, vikalpena, shap, shap. So this gets either sh or shap. No, sorry. It gets either shyan or sh. Vabhrashabhrasha iti sutrena vikalpena shyan vidhiyate. Shyanaha bhave tudadibhya shaha ityanena sh vikaranaha. Trutyati trutati iti rupadvayam. So it gets shyan or sh. Only one dhatu. So the rest all get sh. Inda churadigana sarvebhyaha shaveva. Any questions with vikarana? Normal vikarana and the vikarana change for some specific dhatus. Fine. Tataha angakaryam. So now the karya based on the vikarana. Dhatoho vikarane pare kim karyam bhavati. What happens to the dhatu when followed by the vikarana? Okay. So in the bhadigana, the normal karya is guna. Sarvatra. Ye ajantaha dhatavaha, ikarantaha, ukarantaha, rikarantaha, rukarantava, sarvadhatuka adhadhatuka yoho ityanena gunaha. Ji, je, jayati, ni, ne, nayati, ku, ko, kavate, bhu, bho, bhavati, dhr, dhar, dharati, tr, tar, tarati. Ataha igantanam dhatunam sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho ityanena gunaha. So that is the normal angakarya for shap. Puganta laghupadhasya cha ye jhatavaha idupadhaha udupadhaha rudupadhaha. So there is a laghu ik in the upadha. Tesham puganta laghupadhasya cha ityanena laghupadha gunaha. So chit, chet, mud, mod, krish, karsh. So that is all. Anyesham dhatu nam kimapi na bhavati. So the other dhatus do not have any angakarya. In bhadi, the normal angakarya is guna. Either by sarvadhatuka adhadhatuka yoho or by puganta laghupadhasya cha. For the rest of the dhatus, nothing happens. There are akaranta dhatus which are all vikarinaha. So they have special. So paghradhma ityadina adeshaha vidhiyante. So that's something special. So akarantaha dhatavaha na santi bhadigane. Akarantaha akarantanam adeshaha vidhiyate. Igantanam sarvadhatuka ardhadhatuka yoho iti gunaha. Ejantanam kimapikaryam na. So you have gai a. Echoyavayavaha iti sandhihi gayati ityadi kimapi angakaryam nasti adupadhanam api angakaryam nasti path ati pathati kimapi karyam nasti laghu igopadhanam puganta laghu padhasya cha iti gunaha anidit dhatunam kimapi karyam nasti. So you have mantha manthati itteva vishishtam karyam kimapi na bhavati. Right. So that is about the Vadigana. Divadigane Shyan. Shyan pratyayaha apit. So as soon as it is apit, sarvadhatukam apit iti sutrena, apit sarvadhatukam nidvat syat. Nidvat bhavaha. So as soon as there is a sarvadhatuka pratyaya which is not pit, it behaves like nit. Yadi nit bhavati tarhi niti cha iti guna nishedha. So wherever you have the possibility of a guna, guna nishedha. A guna would be prevented in the divadigana. So yadi dhatu asti tarhi guna nishedha. Ikarantanam, ukarantanam, rikarantanam cha gunaha nishidhyate. That is the karya. So there are no akaranta or akaranta dhatus in the divadigana. Igantanam guna nishedhaha. Yadi dhatuhu rukarantaha. Tarhi gune nishidhe ruta iddhatoho ityanena ikaradeshaha. So guna overrules ruta iddhatoho. Right? So if there is no guna, as soon as there is guna nishedha, ruta iddhatoho comes into place. Ataha jrya ikaradeshaha urandraparaha iti jrya iti bhavati. Rukarantanam dhatunam ruta iddhatoho iti ir. So in Ajanta there is a special sutra specific for the divadigana. Otaha shyani. Odantanam dhatunam shyan pratyaye lopaha. So the okara is deleted. Do ya dhyati. Sho ya shyati. Ityadi. So there are adupadhasya kimapi karyam na bhavati. Idupadhadinam guna nishedha. Again, wherever there is guna nishedha in shyan. Anidit yadidhatuhu tarhi aniditam hala upadhaya kingiti ityanena nakarasya lopaha. Okay. So this is the difference between idit dhatus and anidit. Yadi dhatuhu idit, iditvat numagamaha bhavati, tarhi nalopaha na bhavati. Yatra dhatuhu anidit, tarhi kingiti. Kiti niti cha nalopaha bhavati. Ranj ya nakarasya lope rajyati iti rupam. So what is anidit? Those dhatu which have the nakara in their upadha, which is not, and the dhatu is not idit. See, wherever there is a dhatu in which has nakara in the upadha, say you have vand, kamp, ranj, sarvatra upadhayam nakaraha shruyate. So nakara is of two types. One is the dhatu originally has nakara. Dhatu pathe eva nakaraha vidyate. Tadrishaha kechana dhatavaha. Anye kechana dhatavaha iditaha. Yatha vadi abhivadana stutyoho iti dhatuhu. Tatra ikaraha it. Itvat iditonum dhatoho ittenena numagamaha. So in the prayoga, if you look at the latlakara form, you cannot make out a difference. Everywhere you hear the nakara. Kintu yatra kit nitva pratyaha tatra aniditam upadhayaha halaha lopaha. So if the dhatu is anidit, that is originally possessing nakara in the dhatu patha, yatra numagavena nakaraha na, it is not derived its nakara from iditonum dhatoho. So originally possesses the nakara in the dhatu patha. So tadrishanam dhatu nam kiti ngiti chapare nakaraha lupyate. So ranjya becomes rajya, rajyati. So wherever there is kit or ngit, one is guna nishedha, second is the nalopa. The normal karya is nalopa for the anidit dhatus. So I am divadiganaha. So divadigane guna nishedhaha ekam. Ruta iddhatoho iti rukarantanam it. Otashyani iti odantanam lopaha. Aniditam halopadhaya kiniti iti nalopaha. Etani samanya karyani. These are the general karyas. Okay. Tudadigane. Ayamapi pratyayaha apit. Apitvat sarvadhatakam apit iti nidvadbhavaha. Nidvadbhave guna nishedha. So here also we have guna nishedha. Also, as we saw, this sha is ajadi. It's an ajadi pratyaya. Shyan iti haladi pratyaya. Sha iti ajadi pratyaya. Ajadav pratyaye pare gune nishidhe. Once we prevent guna, achishna dhatu bhruvam yor iyang vangav ityanena ikarantanam iyang adeshaha. So if it's ikaranta, first thing guna is prevented. And now there is yang adesha. So pa becomes pa. You can see here ja becomes jaya. Ja jaya jayati. Kintu tudadigane pa piyati ityeva bhavati yang adesha. Ukarantanam uvang adesha. Achishnudhatu bhruvam yvoho yang uvangau. Gu a guva guvate. So atra ku a kavate iti fadigane guvate iti guvati athava guvate. Depending on this, I think it is a atmanepadi. So tudadigane uvang athava yang. Rukarantanam ring sha yak lingshu iti ring adeshaha. So mr-a becomes mri-a. Mri-a atrapi achishnudhatu bhravamiti yangi mri-a iti bhavati. The rukaranta gune nishidhe rutaiddhatoho iti kr-a becomes kira. Okay. So anyatra yadi laghupadaha tarhi guna nishedhaha. So the same thing. Aniditam hala upadhaya kingiti ityanena nakaraha lupyate. So if it is anidit, always there should be lopa. But atra vishishtam vartikam asti she trumphadinam num vachaha. She shapratyaye pare trumphadinam. So all the anidit dhatus of the tudadigana, they get back their num. The num is deleted by aniditam halaupadhaya kingiti. You cannot prevent the nalopa. Kintu shapratyaye pare punaha numagamaha bhavati. So it, the form does not change. It was trimph nalope trimph punaha numagame trimph. Trimph ityeva rupam. But there is nalopa, which is a general karya, applies everywhere. Nalope krute shapratyaya nimitti kritya punaha numagamaha bhavati. Okay. So that those are the general karyas for tudadi. Achishnu dhatu bhruvam ityanena iyangvangam ring rita it aniditam halaupadhaya akkingiti shetrimphadinam numvachyaha. So in other cases there is just guna nishedha because of sh. Churadigane, you have nich. Nichi pare kim karyam. Okay. So, there are two kinds. One is, there is the dhatu, there is nich, and there is shap. So, first let us see, nichi pare kim karyam bhavati. So, nichi pare, yadi akarantaha dhatuhu, tarhi atolopaha ittenena allopaha. Katha I becomes kathi. So churadigana is the only gana which has adanta dhatu. Okay. So anyatra adantaha dhatavahana bhavanti. Churadigane santi. So the purpose is there is allopa, and once the akara is deleted, you cannot do further karyas. You cannot do vriddhi or guna. Tadarthameva adantaha dhatavaha. Tesham atolopaha iti allopaha. Akarantanam dhatunam artivlihri ksuikshmayatam pungnau ityanena puk agamaha. Atam akarantanam dhatunam nichipare puk agamaha. So gnya I becomes gnyap I. Puk iti agamaha bhavati akarantanam. Then wherever there was guna for in the bhadigana, there is vriddhi because of nit. Achoy niti ityanena vriddhi. That is the common angakarya for nich. Nichi pare samanyam angakaryam vriddhihi for all ajantas. So chi I becomes chai I chai. Chiu I chiau I chiavi. Ghr I ghar I. Uran raparaha iti raparaha. Ghr I gari. So sarvatra vriddhihi bhavati. Puganta laghupadhasya cha is common because of guna. Laghupad ajantanam vriddhihi, laghupadhanam gunaha. So chit, chet, ഘുഷ് ഘോഷ് തൃപ്പ് തർപ്പ്. ലഘൂപഥാനാം ഗുണ, അജന്താനാം വൃദ്ധി, അദന്താനാം അല്ലോപ, ആകാരാന്താനാം പുഗാഗമ. ദീസ് ആർ ദ കോമൺ കാവ്യാസ് ഫോർ ചുരാദിഗണ. സോ ദ അതേഴ്സ് അനിദിതാം ഹലൗപഥായ വിൽ നോട്ട് അപ്ലൈ ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് നോട്ട് കിത് ഓർ ഞിത്. ദ അതർ സൂത്രസ് വിൽ ഓൾസോ നോട്ട് അപ്ലൈ. എനി ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസ്? So then these, everywhere where there is normal, there is also something special. So etattu sadharanataya kim bhavati iti jnatam kadachit visheshah api bhavatyeva. So there are special dhatus in each of the ganas. So visheshakaryam, visheshtam angakaryam kim iti drashtavyam. So we will see that in the next class. We will see what are the special angakaryas when followed by the vikarana of the different ganas. So we have to see that, and then the pratyaya nirmanam, pratyaya pare angakaryam, those are common to all ganas. Remember, in the sarvadhatu kalakara, the variation is only at this stage. Before and after, everything is common. So if you look at the prakriya krama, so this mooladhatu itsamyalopa prakritika karya lakara adagama lasyati badayah. So these are all common sarvesham gananam tadeva. Okay, so you have vikarana changes. Because the vikarana changes, vikarana nimittam angakaryam api bhidyate. So in these two steps they diverge, but again vikarane yojite സർവാണി അംഗാനി അദന്താനി, ഓൾ ദ അംഗസ് ഷപ് ഷ്യൻ ഷ, ഓൾ ഓഫ് ദം ലീഡ് ടു ആൻ അദന്ത അംഗ. അംഗം യദി അദന്തം തർഹി പ്രത്യയനിർമാണം സമാനം. സോ പ്രത്യയനിർമാണം ഇസ് ദ സെയിം, പ്രത്യയനിമിത്തം അംഗകാര്യം അപ്പി സമാനം. സോ സന്ധി ത്രിപാദി കാര്യ, ദീസ് അഗൈൻ ആർ ദ സെയിം. സോ ദ ഗണ ഡിഫറൻസ് അപ്ലൈസ് ഓൺലി ഇൻ ദീസ് ടു സ്റ്റേജസ്. വികരണ, വാട്ട് ഇസ് ദ വികരണ? നോർമൽ വികരണ, സ്പെഷ്യൽ വികരണ. സാമാന്യത ഗണസ്യ കഹ വികരണ, വിശിഷ്യ കേശാഞ്ചന ധാതൂനാം വികരണഭേദ. പുനഃ വികരണ നിമിത്തം അംഗകാര്യം സാമാന്യത കിം കാര്യം കുത്ര വിശേഷ. സോ എവ്രിവേർ ദിസ് ഇസ് വാട്ട് ചേഞ്ചസ് ബിട്വീൻ ദ ഗണസ്, റെസ്റ്റ് ആർ ഓൾ കോമൺ. സോ വിൽ സ്റ്റോപ്പ് ഹിയർ ആൻഡ് വിൽ കണ്ടിന്യൂ ഇൻ ദ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ക്ലാസ്. എനി ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻസ്?
That is why we don't get all the other cards.
Sorry? Which card?
The Atulopa, when we did, after that you said...
Sthani Vadbhava. The Akara, Allopasya Sthani Bhava Danyani Karyani Nabhavanti. Yeah. There is a question, have we covered Samyasashtya in Divadi? We did not, because in all the ganas I was doing the Pada Vyavastha only, or the Vikarana only for the plain Dhatu. Samyasashtya is specific to that Upasarga. So I did not cover it when I did the main gana. So because it was related, I just put it in here. That's all. First, येनाक्षर समाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्.